It's springtime in Japan, and that means one thing. The country has turned a shade of pink as the iconic cherry blossoms burst into flower. As Rachel Mealy observes from Tokyo, the blooms also bring some spring fever with them, and there's a sense of celebration in the air.
I'm standing in Yoyogi Park in Tokyo. It's a weekday and spring has most definitely sprung. The park is crowded today with office workers who've decided that whatever they're doing at work can wait. It's cherry blossom time, or hanami, as spring is known here. I can see cherry blossom, or sakura, trees in every direction. Every year, these tiny flowers send this town into a frenzy. The conversation starts in about February. Where will they bloom first? Where's the best place to see them? How long will they last? The TV news and talk programs have been discussing the progress of the bloom for months now. Intricate graphs detailing the expected blooming dates are presented along with the weather maps. It's about 20 degrees and this 50-hectare park in the centre of the metropolis of Tokyo is the epicentre of spring fever. Little clusters of people sit on blue tarpaulins eating and drinking. Lots of them won't return to work today, but that's okay. The boss is most likely here too. They've brought with them sakura-themed food and drinks, pink champagne and rice served in pink bowls. All of the coffee stores have some kind of pink latte for sale. There are even sakura-flavoured potato chips for sale. This year it's my seventh springtime in Japan and I have to admit to a bit of sakura fever myself. When I first came here from Australia, the Northern Hemisphere winter was such a novelty, I didn't want it to end. Now though, I feel like I'm a part of this crowd. This year I'm celebrating shaking off my winter coat and releasing my feet from winter boots. So with a glass of pink bubbles in my hand, I'll say sayonara. This is Rachel Mealy in Tokyo for Correspondence Report.